Mini episode 546 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Modern Midwest Maven, a lifestyle lookbook covering clothing, shoes, accessories, and all aspects of the fashion world. Follow them on the web at modernmidwestmaven.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge, mini episode number 546. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris kicking off our coverage of the final seven episodes of Mad Men, which is being co-branded with NotJustAnotherTVSite.com. I invite you to check out my Mad Men recaps over there at NotJustAnotherTVSite.com during the season, as well as these weekly audio segments where we'll be breaking down the top five developments of each episode heading into the next one. Today, we'll be analyzing major characters on the show, Joan, Pete, Roger, Peggy, Betty, Sally, and Don, at the halfway point of the final season, where they might be headed based on what we've seen so far. We start with Joan Holloway. The completion of her arc seems pretty obvious from the penultimate episode of Season 7's first half. She told Bob Benson that a loving marriage is what would make her life complete, and that's probably even more the case at this point now that her financial security has been obtained. Joan was willing to more or less openly acknowledge her son's parentage over the last two seasons, and the obvious question seems to be if the new, more responsible Roger will be the right man to complete her nuclear family. Perhaps a newly single Don might have to be considered a dark horse for the role, now that the McCann-Erickson money has more than made up for what she thinks Don cost her. Plus, the Christmas episode from a few years ago showed sparks galore between the office's biggest stud and biggest man-eater. Maybe we haven't seen the last of that pairing. Pete Campbell. Like Don, Pete has shown growth over the years in certain areas, only to regress again. But most of that cyclical activity has been of a personal nature because professionally, he's progressed to become one of the most talented and wisest of Sterling Cooper's partners over the decade of the show's timeline. He should be around the office much more in the remaining episodes, which would put him back geographically near his soon-to-be ex-wife and his daughter. Will he get his act together enough to regain his family, or at least to provide his daughter with a strong and loving fatherly presence? His maturity around the office demonstrates that it's possible. Roger Sterling, the oldest man-child character on TV, was forced to suddenly start growing up, already having been a grandfather in his 60s, during the mid-season finale when close friend and partner Bert Cooper shockingly passed away. With the final conversation with the firm's Buddha ringing in his ears, the one that saw Bert dismiss Roger's leadership capabilities, Roger saved the firm from Jim Cutler's destructive direction by engineering the sweet deal with McCann. Having been installed as firm president, a role that he is unlikely to wield passively, Roger finally has the drive to become a substantive figure in the industry. Will there be any carryover to his personal life? He's unlikely to be dallying with as many hippie chicks in his new role, and he still carries regret about his runaway daughter. Will he, at this late stage, again become a family man? And can he still save his daughter and her family? Roger took a huge leap in the first half of Season 7, going from being an entertaining and unchanging part of the background to a vital figure at the forefront. The continuing trajectory of his story should remain very enthralling. Peggy Olson. She's a character who almost deserves billing as co-lead, since her first day at the agency coincided with the first action ever shown there in the pilot. The Burger Chef achievement in the mid-season finale was just the capper on what has been a career of excellence for her, cementing her as the female Don Draper and the next Don Draper. And her latest burying of the hatchet with her old boss and mentor looks like it's going to stick. So, like Joan, Pete, and Roger, the bulk of her remaining drama seems likely to come on the personal side. She clearly feels the pangs of the motherhood that was taken from her, and she's expressed to Don that she feels that her chances for personal happiness have slipped away. Clearly, though, she's got plenty of time to make something still happen, and one wonders how that might transpire exactly. The ad man, who Don's character is based somewhat on, Draper Daniels, eventually married quote-unquote his Peggy. So will Art imitate life in this respect? Or might she go full circle with Pete? Or perhaps one-nippled Ginsburg if he regains his mental health? Out of all of the characters, Peggy somehow seems the most likely to conquer the love conundrum by the end. Betty Francis. The most infuriating and polarizing of all the Mad Men characters, Betty has begun to feel a certain restlessness in her trophy wife existence over the last few years. With her husband Henry's continued rise in Nelson Rockefeller's political machine, the pressure of her to maintain her traditional stay-at-home life will likely remain constant, leaving her potentially searching for another form of meaning. Of course, it would be very refreshing for Betty to put aside her neuroses and embrace full-on loving parenting for the first time, but that's one form of generosity to the Draper kids that the writers will likely deny them until the very end. Sally Draper. Ironically, the character immersed in the angst-ridden teenage years, in the late 1960s no less, has the clearest arc of any of these characters, and it's actually not a bad one. Matthew Weiner has commented about her in the last few years and what he sees as the misperception about how she's going to turn out. The cliche version would have her becoming the lost child, scarred by divorce and dysfunctional parents and turning to every 60s excess to find meaning in her life. Instead, that part went to Roger's daughter. Weiner has commented that many kids like Sally actually obtained hard-earned strength from their experiences and went on to become top achievers. She's unlikely to become a saint anytime soon, but as her phone conversation with Don on the night of the moon landing indicated again, deep down, she's Dick Whitman's daughter. Sally's going to be just fine. Don Draper. The show's most complex, layered character has also been somewhat disappointing in his presentation over the years. Whether it be fidelity in his marriages, being a good partner at Sterling Cooper, or controlling his drinking, he's been in a circuitous pattern for 6.5 seasons, making progress and then regressing in all areas at different times. Having seemingly conquered the demons of his childhood at the end of season 6, and having recovered from the drinking binge brought on by his downturn at work before the mid-season finale, the temptation is to say that Don has unprecedented clarity and can proceed on a path toward personal and professional redemption, but we've had cause to think that before. Is it possible that Weiner, an alumnus of the Sopranos creative team, is going to leave Don like Tony Soprano, a forever unfinished work who will never progress significantly and end up happy? Don's had more breakthroughs than Tony, so such an ending would be unsatisfying from an audience perspective, but it would be a brave creative choice. Thanks for tuning into this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge, and be sure to keep checking back during Season 7, Part 2 for our ongoing coverage of Mad Men.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IAmBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classics, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.